Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. That makes sense. It's also the 29th day of October. I cannot fucking believe it. God damn, where's this year going? I'll be glad when it's over because it's been a shitty one. It's the 29th day of October. It's 2020 and it's 12:04 Pacific Time. The Word from the Trenches is hosted by myself, Henry Shively, and by my brother, John D., United States Marine Fighting Tyranny. This is a live call-in program and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597 and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with JD and myself. Well, it is currently 51 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 66 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And fall weather, you know, it's fall weather. The leaves are still coming out of the trees. They're not completely naked yet. Like John suggested, the next big wind ought to do it. That being said, how's the weather today out there in Nazi Jersey, John?
Well, Henry, over here in the northeastern seaboard state of Nazi Jersey, at about 95 feet above sea level, mean we currently have very dreary skies. It's been raining on and off all day from a light mist to downpours and cycling through that every couple of hours because this is the remnants of that supposed storm that came out of the Gulf Coast. And we're supposed to have this for the next couple of days. So I got my fireplace lit because, man, it's a little chilly out there. 55 degrees, 100% humidity. And what was I going to add to that? Oh, well, nothing. Just crappy weather out there.
Nothing like old fireplace, man, and the cozy feeling. I love them.
Oh, I tell you what, Henry, I've gotten more use out of this fireplace in 2 weeks than I did in the 23 years at my other place, my previous house, because the fireplace was upstairs, so it was a pain in the neck to drag wood up there.
Yeah.
But this one, I can park the wood right outside the door, and from the door to the fireplace is a grand total of like 10 feet.
Oh, right on, man, so you're getting to enjoy it. So is there anything?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's so much easier just to get the wood in there because, you know, when you get the fireplace roaring, you're chucking it like in them old, you ever see the old westerns where the guy's throwing the wood into the steam locomotive?
Yeah.
And he's sitting there just throwing the wood in. That's what it's like sometimes.
Yeah, we lived in a house 100 years ago when we were young. The Klamath Agency, I mentioned, it burned down out there, but we lived in one of those houses. The son of a bitch had, I bet them seats, ceilings were 20 feet. I mean, they were goddamn, but he had a fireplace in it, dude. Me and my buddy would go out and cut wood, you know, for it. And I had logs that were probably, a good 4 feet long. And I mean, just all you could do to move them. And we'd roll them up in there. And you know, because it was the only heat the house had. And just around the corner was the bathroom. And I mean, I get it, that thing so hot, man. At the wall on the other side of the room, you couldn't hardly touch it. You'd have to pull your hand off, and you could walk around the corner, and the toilet bowl would be froze. When you're young, you can handle things like that. But anyway, is there anything grinding your mind today?
Well, I do like this article because they've been talking about this Hunter Biden nonsense, but this is a little bit more interesting. They're talking about how Hunter Biden's trips to China may have led to a mass purge of the CIA spy people over there in China because right after one of his visits, supposedly in 2010, suddenly there was a purge of something like a dozen spies there in China, which either they knew about and ignored but suddenly felt the impetus to exterminate them.
Oh, the traitors committing treason against each other.
Well, yeah. I would, you know, that might have been his price. Because remember, you don't do business in China unless you become a member of the Communist Party. And, well, they may want you to prove you're going to be a good member of the Communist Party. So He may have walked over there with a little list of names. That's what it's sounding like.
I can't imagine an all-American Biden doing something like that, though. Gee,
no! An upstanding guy like him? Yeah. No. That's conspiracy theory, Henry.
Oh, yeah. Well, we don't allow that, and we all know it.
No, we don't allow that. So what do you got on the plate today?
Oh, man. Some, you know, good news. Some heroes, you know, some true heroes helping out some people. And I'll surprise you with it when we get back.
That sounds good, Henry.
All right, brother.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
And John D. All righty, here we go. Firefighters using federal grant to vaccinate homeless and low-income families for the flu. Now, man, this is from Crossroads Today. It was sent in by Mary for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Now, didn't they just, we just have an article just, I mean, like maybe last week that said that not to get the flu vaccine because it would make the coronavirus worse?
Well, I thought it was not going to treat the coronavirus at all, according to one article we covered. Was it yesterday or the day before that? It was just going to treat the symptoms.
No, this is the flu vaccine. You know, the
this is the flu vaccine.
Right.
Oh, okay.
And I'm sure I read an article on the air that said that.
Well, wait, the coronavirus is, isn't it?
You are
basically.
You're cutting out something terrible, buddy. I probably am too, huh? John? Okay. John?
Yeah, yeah. All right, I'm going to try and recycle my computer because you're cutting out, and I don't know if it's my computer or yours.
Okay, I'll start reading this slowly then.
All right.
All righty then. This is the first year the Victoria, Texas Fire Department will administer flu shots for the homeless and low-income families, and it's all part of a long-range plan for the department to have more public health outreach. More agents for when they get ready to go give us that whatever's in that needle that isn't a vaccine, that's that treat, when they get ready to give us the treatment that's going to affect our DNA. Oh, you're going to need a lot of hands. Due to COVID-19, we felt this was a great year and a great opportunity to start, said Tracy Fox, VFD chief. Now, I'm telling you, I read an article. I'm going to look it up later and see if I can find it again. It said that not to take the flu vaccine shot because it would make the COVID that doesn't exist worse. I mean, this is like talking about the goddamn Constitution and Bill of Rights. Yeah, I mean, I think that they know that everybody has figured this shit out, that it doesn't fucking exist. So now they're just trying to make a big, you know, gray area. I mean, trying to, you know, cover it all up with pickle smoke and mirrors and fucking, you know, just nobody knows nothing. Nobody's sure about anything. Everybody be confused and be afraid. That's all, you know. And if this shit it does make it worse, which it probably will, everybody I know that got a flu shot last year got the flu. I mean, these people are out on the streets. Maybe this is a good way to get rid of all them goddamn homeless, useless eating bastards on the streets that you put on the streets in 2008. All the people that you took their homes and, you know, left them destitute. Because everybody knows they're all just a bunch of heroin junkies anyway. There aren't people out there with families. There aren't people out there actually fucking working and living on the streets. No, not in the good old U.S. of A. That could never happen. And they're not just going doing it to help the most vulnerable members of our community. We also want to reduce the impact on the hospitals. This is how it's written. It's ain't me being stupid. Hospitals are going, it says, the impact on the hospitals are going to be faced with COVID-19 and the flu after that, Fox said. I mean, who are these geniuses? Crossroads today, okay. It's clear the homeless community's health needs are not being met. So, yeah, they need that death shot, man. They need to get out of their, got to put them out of their misery for sure. Fox said, which makes outreach important. This is just one of those ways where we can help, also help our response by improving the health of our homeless and the vulnerable populations, Fox said, by vaccinating them for flu. We won't have to take care of them during the flu season. Okay. Vaccinate. So this is to keep those empty hospitals empty so that nobody comes in for anything. but then again, you know, they were talking about this, so-called vaccine, not actually being a vaccine, but being a treatment for influenza. That's the flu. But if there, you already have a vaccination for it and it's real and it doesn't give you the flu, I mean, it's completely confusing, and it's meant to be that way because that lie, that big Goebbels lie, is falling fucking apart right before our eyes. It's falling apart. I heard them today for the first time. I heard them just call it the virus. They wouldn't even call it COVID-19 or the COVID virus. And I said, well, yeah, it is. It's falling apart. I mean, people in other countries, you got over there in Italy, people just, you know, go, well, they got locked down again, and they're fucking rioting. They're not going for this. This is the attempt at world domination. This is the attempt at a world fucking government, and this is the attempt at a world organization being able to close down the whole goddamn world. And it's not working. People are not going for it. So they're going to turn. They're the typical tyrants. They squeeze, and when people fucking refuse, they squeeze harder, and then pretty soon they start coming, you know, squeezing between their fingers, and the next thing you know, you're hanging from a goddamn fucking lamppost or like Mussolini and his old lady hanging upside down by some poles, and people are beating your fucking corpse. And that's what's going to happen to you, son of a bitches. You've lost control of this coronavirus, and that was your big dog. But man, they're doing everything they can to hold on to it. I mean, like talking about this shit here after those articles came out just the other day saying the influenza shot would make COVID-19 worse. But then again, they come out the next day and say, well, it's not really a COVID-19 vaccine. It's to treat the symptoms, which makes it a treatment for something that doesn't exist because John's already proven it doesn't exist. I don't know what to tell you. This is just one of those ways where we can also help our response by improving the health of our homeless and our vulnerable populations. Vaccinations were paid through a community block development grant for resources to combat COVID-19. I mean, you know how much money these son of a bitches have made? They were talking about that 30% fucking GDP in the last quarter, 30 fucking percent. And we know where all the money went. I mean, we've covered the articles. Who got all the goddamn money? The fucking 1%. This is just another goddamn scam. But they've done it on a global basis because this is their move to implement the one world government. We talked about it. You know, we've talked about it for years. But we said the plan that was revealed said that, you know, there would be world pandemic, world starvation, and world war. And that they would come, you know, after everybody got so tired and it was so horrible and fucking just, you know, unbearable to the people, they would accept a one world government that would bring order. I mean, to hell with fucking, you know, to hell with freedom, to hell with liberty, hell with owning anything. Just make the killing stop. Give me something to eat. That's, you know, the problem, reaction, solution fucking deal, you know. And that's what I see them doing. I mean, they're almost there. All we need is the famine, which is coming because winter's coming, and there's many wheat crops have failed. Our wheat crop, you know, got washed out last year, and they're talking about, oh, they've got a good wheat crop this year that we've sold to China after Trump had already given them, what, $28 billion in subsidies because he put a tariff on fucking on the wheat. And who pays those tariffs, people? Well, you do, and I do. That's why, you know, they claim that it's why they put in the income tax, so that we wouldn't have to pay tariffs anymore. We just paid an income tax. Because, see, the government was supposed to be this little tiny fucking thing that you didn't even know, you wouldn't even notice it unless you needed it, and then it was just going to be there, you know, and it was going to pay for itself by tariffs. And the tariffs were supposed to be paid by the son of a bitches that were bringing the foreign products in, not by we the people. But of course, it didn't take them long after they'd taken over the judicial illegally with the first Congress and that dirty treasonous son of a bitch George Washington signing, creating the office of the Attorney General they took dictatorial powers before the fucking Bill of Rights was written. But the Bill of Rights supersedes it because the Bill of Rights was ratified by the people. It was the people's law, the people's will, and the government has to operate at the people's consent. And that is how you have our consent so long as you obey these fucking rules, and they haven't obeyed the rules. They haven't obeyed, not rules, laws. And they have broken the laws. They have broken them ad nauseum. And so, I mean, here they set. I mean, here we are today, man, within a few days of an election that they're, man, it's more like coming up on a goddamn war, even when you're hearing them talk about it on the stupid box. It's like, two days till the war starts. I mean, well, how many days we really got left here? We got 1, 2, 3, and then I think it's on the 3rd, so 6 days. Is that John, I hear?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, if you don't count today, you got Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and then, of course, there's Super Tuesday, so 5 days.
5 days. 5 days, and like I said, with the way they're announcing it, it's more like the war is coming. And you did hear with the inoculating the homeless with a flu shot, which, like I said... Go ahead, sorry.
You know, it's interesting. You made that comment kind of off the cuff, but, you know, when you study previous wars, you know, in Europe, in Asia, even here in America, people always commented about how they felt the war coming before it actually started.
And that, you know, that's what it feels like. A lot of people are saying, you know, it's just a hype and everything, but I'm seeing more violence every night. And you know, like they found a van full of propane bottles and torches and stuff. And, you know, they've been threatening all along, you know, we'll come out into the suburbs and start burning your houses down. You won't ignore us anymore. Well, you know, we won't ignore you anymore. We will put
according to the Democrats, violence isn't violence. It's an idea.
It's an idea. It's what was that goddamn new?
The new phrase?
Yeah.
What was it? That's part of their information diversity.
There you go. Yeah, their own set of facts. Everybody needs their own set of facts.
I love that phrase, man. I think I'm going to have it, you know, machined into a little plate of aluminum hanging up on the wall.
Put it on a shirt, man. Everywhere you go, you'll give somebody a headache. What the hell does that mean?
Information diversity. You know, I've read 1984, George Orwell's classic 1984, even he didn't have that term in there.
No, man. There were some strange terms in there, but that wasn't one of them. And I was talking about how this is a worldwide thing. You know, this is something we've talked about in the past. You know, there would be a pandemic, and you know, that's, and then there would be world famine, and then world war, and then, you know, once all of this got going and we got, you know, good and sick and tired of fucking nothing but death and fucking destruction and feeling terrible, then we would accept their new world order because they would come in and bring order back to the situation, you know, the problem, reaction, solution scenario. And, you know, I got this Victor Davis Hanson, laments New Zealand's COVID-19 quarantine camps as end of personal freedom. I mean, these people around the world, they've been living in socialist countries, and, you know, it was just like us. We were living in a communist country and thinking, well, you know, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the communist state, you know, fucking thinking you were goddamn free, thinking you had rights, thinking you had, you know, there's some things, I have my individual liberties here.
But, and Henry, we didn't even know at that point that the Zionists were already running this country, top to bottom, left to right, front to back.
Well, hell no. Neither did the people like places like New Zealand. Because, I mean, they're talking about here, end of personal freedom. You never had it. Neither did I.
Well, wait, Henry, if they put them in these quarantine camps, I think it's a bit more than the loss of their personal freedom. It's going to be a lot more like the end of their life.
Well, yeah, you know, they're talking, we'll check. It's a short article. I think I can finish it before the bottom of the hour here. This is from Fox News. It was sent in by a reader. For discussion, I'm from the trenchesworldreport.com. Hoover Institute senior fellow Victor Davis Hansen condemned New Zealand's institution of coronavirus quarantine camps on the Egram angle. That's that Egram bitch. Tuesday, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern of the center-left New Zealand Labour Party announced in a video that if people sent to the camp refuse to be tested, they will be required to remain another 2 weeks after their initial 2 weeks stay. Now, these people, like I said, they thought they were free all along. Ardern called the warning a, quote, pretty good incentive to get tested for COVID-19. And I mean, there's poison in the test, maybe? Why are you so, I mean, you, it says here, you either get your test done and make sure you are cleared, or we will keep you in the facility longer. It sounds like jail to me, she said. So I think most people look at that and say, I will take the test. Hansen told host Laura Ingram, that such draconian measures that Ardern's orders make no sense given how little the pandemic has affected the island nation. And to see, these are dictators. These are goddamn socialist dictators over here we're talking about. And you got the same thing going on over here in the United States with fucking judge, you know, their judge, Judge Napolitano of the fucking administrative admiralty telling you that they do not have the authority to order you to do anything. Well, evidently fucking the dictatorship has always been all the way around the world. And these people were just, hey, we can call these people naive for thinking that they ever had freedom, but fuck, we were just as naive. We were born into fucking being naive. I mean, there was never no freedom in this fucking country. There was just the fucking, there was mammon and there was the secret societies and there was every fucking crooked fucking bastard that could ever breathe air. At the same time, they're sending you to Sunday school telling you, oh, you want to, you know, love your neighbor and be a good person, never lie, never cheat, never steal. And damn fool, look, wait until you see what we do to you. Oh man, they have a nation of 5 million people, Hansen explained. They've only lost, tragically, but they lost 25 people. That's an astoundingly low number to throw any personal freedom away. There was never no personal freedom there. It's like, you know, these people that are taught, think they're gonna run away from this. Where the fuck are you think you're gonna run to get away from it? This is, we were the only, well, supposedly we weren't, but, theoretically, and what we, well, not even theoretically, because we weren't, but we were told that we were the free bastion of freedom, that absolute freedom, that the freedom belonged to the people because it was controlled by the people, because the government was controlled by the people, and the people were the fucking authority in this country. But I guess we were just as naive as these fucking people here. Because now they're telling us that fucking Bill of Rights doesn't mean shit. Well, I'll just declare an emergency. Well, you can't, sir, because the 9th article says you can't have a power that fucking denies or disparages my rights. Well, I'm doing it anyway, and I have a private fucking policing force here, a Blackwater USA policing force that's under my command, a fucking standing army, because you look at these son of a bitches and tell me that that guy in that fucking full battle dress looks like a fucking cop with his insignia and the son of a bitch that's telling you that what he's going to do is wearing a goddamn five stars like he's a fucking general. Military insignia indicates military to me. I don't know about the rest of you. But that's not a badge. I mean, they got the badge on, but they also got the fucking stars. They got the stripes. They got I've seen one of them fucking in their dress uniform wearing. They got a goddamn ribbons and stuff. Like they're fucking. It's a standing fucking army. It's a standing corporate army under the command of the fucking unlawful fucking United States corporation and the sub corporations under it. And it is unlawful. Because you can't create a fucking body. They cannot police us. We police them. If they, I mean, but that was the bill of goods we were, I think they call that, Oh, that's right. Bait and switch. And that's what we got. And it was baited and switched from the fucking first day. I mean, from the as soon as they held that first fucking Congress and created a new office that wasn't a part of the original document. To do that, if they wanted to create it, try to create an office of attorney general and put themselves in control of the fucking law of this land, which see, they, once they did it, they didn't just come right out and try to be dictators the next day because they were, I mean, the patriots were already ready to shoot them to the point to where that goddamn constitution wasn't going to be ratified unless that Bill of Rights was fucking guaranteed. But so they couldn't come right, like I said, they couldn't come right out, but it's like the, you know, the 14th Amendment in 1869. They sneaky fucking plugged it in. Sneaky fucking plugged it in. Now any son of a bitch that comes here and drops a kid, fucking, oh, that kid owns a chunk of what belongs to you. Is that my due process of the law? Is that, I didn't see no Fourth Amendment fucking warrant. I didn't see no civil complaint. I didn't see no goddamn grand jury. I didn't see no goddamn trial. I didn't see no verdict from any goddamn common law court. I didn't see it. You did. It didn't happen. You didn't provide the procedural due process necessary to take my fucking property and give it to some other son of a bitch. The other son of a bitch has to be an American national, and they have to be in their individual capacity, and they have to follow the fucking procedures in the Bill of Rights to get to the point of that jury, where only a common law jury, and they better be acting under the law, or I'll rest their fucking ass too. And the fucking judge, he better do his fucking job, which is to sit there and just make sure the fucking procedures are followed. That everybody gets their procedural due process as is guaranteed in that bill of fucking rights. And then when that fucking jury renders its decision, and it ain't the judge that fucking does the sentencing or gives the order, it is the common law, jury head, I think it is, but it's signed by them and it's signed by all the jurors, and you can poll the fucking jurors. I mean, if they acted in contrary to the law, you can fucking charge them right there as it's going down. I mean, you're gonna go to a higher fucking, I guess that would be your appeal process, is charging them son of a bitches too. But I mean, it's like, Charlie tried to act like, well, you just get to be a bunch of your buddies together and then you could just have it. No, you can't. The law is the law. It don't go away because of who the jury is. And the jury's is controlled by that law as everybody else. Everybody's equally fucking not controlled. Everybody's equally protected by that fucking law. That means if you fucking go against the goddamn evidence that's handed right in front of you and it's blatant that you went against the evidence, or you deny, that means you're denying me procedural due process. That you are fucking, that you are, you just became a conspirator or a fucking accessory to the crime that was committed against me. And I will charge you. And I will continue to charge you. And the fucking evidence speaks for itself. And if you have a free press, you go out to the fucking free press. It's like, you know, trying to hand out goddamn jury nullification pamphlets out in front of the courthouse and they fucking arrest you for telling them what the goddamn law is? Really? Well, you think about a real fucking free press. You go out there amongst the people that you live with who hold their rights quite dearly, and you say, look, here's the fucking evidence. They can look at the whole fucking thing. They can hear everything that fucking jury heard. In fact, you would have a spectator section where the fucking people would be, you know, people would come to watch and learn and fucking see what was going on. And they said, well, goddamn, them jurors went directly against the evidence. They must be corrupt. I think I better charge who went and rounded them up. Which sheriff that is elected by the people? See, that's another thing, because the sheriff and the constable and the coroner and the judge are elected by the people. And the people can recall them. They can recall them in a fucking week. You can pull them off the fucking bench. We control the fucking justice system when under the common law. We just have the procedures that we have to follow because to make sure that we come up with a true verdict. But if somebody wants to get fucking crooked, you go out and you just show all the people and you just get a, a fucking posse, I mean, of your own militia together, you come in and you arrest the son of a bitch. Like they're starting to arrest these pricks these days, you know, and the governors, you know, they're gonna go and get, oh, they're gonna kidnap them. No, they're coming to arrest them. They have the only arrest power in this country, you fiduciary piece of shit. Your fucking corporation ass doesn't have any. You can't form a corporation, so my corporation can arrest people. How fucking stupid do you think people are? Don't answer that question. We're going to the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Oh, people, why don't you come in here and let me talk to you a while? That's right, step right up and listen to a concerned citizen speak his piece. I tell you a little something that my daddy told me. The basic fundamentals if you want to be free. Cause son, there's something wrong internally. So if you want some freedom, son, don't want your country to be overrun. You've got to keep America number one. My daddy told me, son, don't let them take your gun. That's what they're trying to do. Son, don't let them take your gun. They're taking your Bill of Rights away from you. My daddy said, son, don't let them take your gun. That's what they're trying to do. Son, don't let them take your gun. Don't let them take your gun away from you. Taking over our land. If everybody's brother's got a gun in his hand, I'm telling you.
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chilliquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chilliquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Trenches is hosted by myself, Henry Shively, and by my brother, John D., United States Marine Fighting Tyranny. And that was Grand Funk Railroad with Don't Let Them Take Your Gun. And man, it just screams of the ignorance. It's ignorance. It is ignorance that is fucking killing us. Because, you know, he's listened to a concerned citizen speak his piece. And then he talks about the Bill of Rights that he doesn't have because he has declared himself a fucking citizen. A citizen is a 14th Amendment fucking citizen who is a subject. But it's like we're getting ready to vote in our democracy. Right? This is a democracy. You hear it all fucking day. It's that Orwellian shit. We know, every once in a while they'll call it a republic, but there's a goddamn hell of a fucking difference between a republic and a democracy now, isn't there? And you know, as far as you know, constitutional rights. I hate that one the fucking worst. Now, I don't care about the fucking amendments that fucking became the controlling force in that Constitution, but that Bill of Rights are the natural rights of every individual, and they are separate from that fucking government. They are the ruling jurisdiction over that fucking government. If people just see like them, Grand Funk them right in that song, they didn't know the fucking difference. There's so many people out there just don't know the fucking, they don't understand. And this is your freedom. This is your liberty you're talking about. And you don't fucking understand it. And it's simple. It's not fucking rocket science. Third graders were supposed to have it already memorized along with their Bible verses in the beginning of this country. And they were supposed to understand it. And when they seen it being violated, they were supposed to challenge any authority that tried to violate it. But stupidity. I mean, goddamn people. I mean, the song is, I mean, that's a cool song other than that first part. Concern says, if you're a citizen, you don't have no goddamn rights, friend. You have privileges and immunities granted to your subject ass under that unlawful 14th Amendment that was created by that unlawful fucking United States corporation. Period. Until you learn the difference and remove both of them, you have no goddamn rights. Until you enforce that fucking law, I mean, they write their bullshit down on a piece of paper, and then they have their hired thugs try to enforce it. That's what it's all about. That's what this war is about. Whose law is going to be enforced? The corporations, fucking Roman civil law, you know, their private policies that they're forcing on us as public law by saying they grant us privileges and immunities when we're the grantors of the fucking goddamn power in this country. We hold the jurisdiction. We hold it with the second article, the barrels of our guns. And that's how this is going to have to be settled, just because of fucking that when they say dumbing down, the people in this country have been dumbed down. And to wake them all up when they got control of all the fucking communication mechanisms, it's a pretty tough job, but we're getting there, people. That being said, it's time for the tactical report. So I'm going to turn this over to my brother, John D. It's all yours, brother.
Okay, Henry, thank you very much as always. Let me turn this down just slightly. I got a little bit of an echo. All right, that ought to help. All right. You know, Henry was talking about stupid people, and it reminded me of what our stand-up philosopher, old George Collin, may he rest in peace, what he said about stupid people. Remember, or just think about how stupid the average person is, and then realize half of them are stupider than that.
They sure as hell are.
I love old George Collin.
Those same stupid people.
All right, let's get moving. I am John D. U.S. Marine Fighting Tyranny. This is the Tactical Report. It is Thursday, October 29th, 2020. And for those that follow word etymology, of course, Thursday comes from the Scandinavian Norse gods for Thor, god of strength and storms, from which they got Thor's Day. And, of course, here in America, we got Thursday. And then here on From the Trenches, I think I'm going to inaugurate this as Treason Thursday, because, you know, we have Evil Weasel Wednesday, Turncoat Tuesday. Well, why not something for Thursday? How about Treason Thursday? Let's try that on and see if it sits well. All right, let's get moving here. Henry was talking about how dumbed down the average person is, and to show that, well, this may not be coincidence after all, remember what was said in 1981. I mean, we're going back 40 years now, or almost 40 years, when William Casey was the director of CIA, and he is quoted as saying openly, "We will know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false." You're almost there, William. But people are waking up and realizing, well, shit, seems like some of the stuff we're being told is false. So maybe they're not winning after all. I don't think so, especially on this show. All right, let's get moving. Let's take a quick fly over the fraud con called the financial markets. And we've got gold at 1,870. And again, it was climbing up there, and then the market's suppressors stepped in right around 10 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time, and it drove the price down to under 1860, but it did bounce a little bit, so it's back, it's up to 1870, and it is going to explode at some point in the future, people. So if you're considering about putting a little bit of that phony money, that funny money called the U.S. dollar, or more appropriately the Federal Reserve note, into something that will hold its purchasing power, this may not be a bad time. Silver is down, is up, it's down 3 cents at $23.31. In the major fraud indicators, we've got the Dow Jones Industrial Average. It's recovered pretty good. It's up almost 300 points today at 26,809. The U.S. Zala Index is almost up to 94%, and crude oil is down another $1.18 at $36.21 a barrel on the New York spot market. In the gambling device we call cryptocurrencies, we currently have Bitcoin up another $258 at $13,524. I tell you what, man, if I was a gambling man, I'd probably be cashing out right about now. Ethereum is up $1.23 at $389, and Litecoin is down half a buck at $55.29. All right, take a quick fall into – I'm going to get in just a couple of headlines before we get back into the bug-out bag subject matter we were discussing. I like this. In line with the New World Order – now, remember, people, the international communists, they've gone all in on this bullshit, scandemic, global pandemic nonsense, because it's all about locking down, converting societies into open-air prisons, and to remove the notion that you have something that is required by law called due process, because they can't go around the 350, 400 million people in this country and try and tell every one of them they're under house arrest because of a disease that apparently has no symptoms. They can't do that. So they're trying to do it all at once. Just one big, massive power grab in this country and around the world, because that's the new what the New World Order wants. They don't want just America. Oh, hell no. They don't want just Canada or Mexico. No. They want the whole fucking planet. And so they're going to try and lock down the whole fucking planet at one time. But they need some kind of bullshit excuse, something that works on people's intuitive level of fear. People have an intuitive fear of something they can't see, especially when it comes to germs and disease, but especially germs, bacteria and viruses, because we've been conditioned our whole life that, well, they're all bad for you, and you don't want to get those all because you'll get so sick. Oh, my God, you don't want to be that sick. So we've been conditioned into that our entire life. So now that they just say the word, and apparently that brings it into existence from the ether. Who was it? Oh, I can't remember who the Egyptian god was. Amun. The Egyptian god Amun. Self-created. And one day, out of the nothingness, this god, although he didn't exist yet, so they never quite explained how he did it, he just went, poof, I felt like being. I willed myself into existence. That's the Egyptian explanation for the god Amun. He willed himself into existence. Well, apparently, this fucking virus must be related to the Egyptian god Amun, because apparently it's just willed itself into existence, although nobody's actually found it, seen it, or proved that it exists yet. But according to all the major news media, oh, everybody, almost everybody has it, don't you know? And we can't go back. No, we can't go back to the normal life you had before the New World Order locked down that whole effing planet, because that's what they want, the whole effing planet. Let's get a headline in that regard. Over in Zero Hedge, U.S. might not see life get back to normal until 2022, Dr. Fauci warns. Now, I'm going to rename him a little bit. Like, just like we have alternative names for the days of the week. You know, we have our Turncoat Tuesday here on this website, Evil Weasel Wednesday, and now we may have Treason Thursday. We'll see how that sticks. I'm just trying it out for size, see how it feels. But we also got Fauci, and we're just going to call him Dr. Douchebag. How about that? That seems to fit real well. Dr. Douchebag warns us we're not going to get back to normal until 2022. Remember when this first broke out? It was only supposed to be for 2 weeks. Remember that back in March? Oh, my God, there's a pandemic here. It escaped out of the Wuhan labs. Remember? Oh, it was so terrible. The Chinese were working on this. Well, even though we gave them apparently the virus and some money, like, what was it, $3.4 million supposedly sent by Fauci himself to develop this virus. But you know what? It got around the world and almost nothing flat. But what did you see not happen? And I'm reminding people, I talked to somebody about this, and the little light bulb, the little 2-watt light bulb went off when I said it. They wouldn't admit I was right, but they just went, I guess. Yeah. Well, remember, if this virus came from a single point source, as the government story keeps saying, the China virus or the Wuhan lab, remember that was that one particular biosafety level BSL-4 lab in Wuhan, China, that was working on these supposed extremely obnoxious pathogens, like the COVID-19, among other biological weapons. Remember, it came from a single source, one location, and it supposedly infected the entire planet in a matter of a month or two. Remember that? That's the official government story, people, and I'm mentioning that now because I don't want someone changing the story after I display a simple fact. If the government story was true, then what is something that we should have seen but did not see? Well, number one, if this came from a single point source and blanketed the entire planet in a month to 2 months, that can only happen in one way. It has to be moved by host organisms, meaning people, through a mass transportation system that can reach every part of the planet in a matter of hours or days. And that means only one system, your airline system. And if that was true, if the airline system was the major vector or the major conveyance of this pathogen, then you would have seen every single international airport around the planet closed at some point because every person or nearly every person working at them would have been infected. Now, the people who were dealing with the general public would have been infected, and then they would have infected all the other airline workers, airport workers, who do not deal with the general public, but meet the actual employees of the international airport that does come in contact with the general public. That infection rate, according to them, should have occurred within a matter of days. And within a matter of days, what we should have seen is every major international airport around the planet reporting massive outbreaks of this and shutting down. Now, how many of the international airports actually shut down? That's right. Zero. How many of them had massive outbreaks of the supposed COVID-19 pandemic? That's right. Zero. How many of these airport workers, airline workers, how many of these international airport hubs had deaths supposedly related directly to the COVID-19 outbreak? That's right. Zero. This is mathematically impossible, people. In this universe, or any other universe. So we've demonstrated time and time and time again there is no COVID-19. It doesn't exist. But yet we got Dr. Douchebag telling us, whoa, life's not going to get back to normal. When they said that back in March, when we were just going to be closed down for a couple weeks, then it got extended into a month. Then it was the end of the next month. Then it was going to be to the beginning of the summer. Then it got extended to the end of the summer. Now it's going into the winter. And now they're promising the second and third wave of outbreak. So we can't relax our guard. No, we've got to keep this pandemic scare going. Now it's going clear through 2021 to 2022. They just jumped right over an entire fucking year. You know when this ends, people? When we pull out the guns and we start blowing their fucking asses away, because that's their intention with you. They want to put you in these FEMA camps. They want to put you in these quarantine camps, these internment camps. They're going to jack you up with these vaccines. And whatever people it doesn't kill, they're going to get vaccine 2.0. They're going to get the next round of vaccines. And whoever that doesn't kill, guess what? You're going to get vaccine 3.0. And out of those people, whoever it doesn't kill, they're going to get 4.0, and so on and so on. But remember, every time they administer a round of these vaccines and a percentage of the people held in these quarantine camps die off, well, that just makes bedroom to bring in more people into these quarantine camps. And they're going to start right there with vaccine 2.0 and 3.0 and then 4.0 until you're dead, because one of them will kill you, or at least the combination might kill you. All right, so we've covered that, and we've made it clear. You better get your mind right, because they're not backing down. They've gone all in. This is planet. This is Operation Global Enslavement by the international Zionists, by the international Jews, by the New World Order, and they are not backing down, people. They are not going to go, oh, we almost pulled it off, but you know what? We got called out on it, so we're going to back down now and let you just go back to your normal life. They are not going to do that. Period. Period. The only way this ends is when we end it, not them. They have no intention of ending it. Going on. Real quick, I like this. Now, this is an indication that, well, maybe old William Casey, the director of the CIA, remember 1981, will know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American people believes is false. Well, you know what? It looks like there's a growing sector of the American people out there who are not believing in their disinformation program, as evidenced by this headline. Shit hit the fan plan. Americans are stocking up on military gear before the election. Well, the election's just a point in time, but they were stocking up on military gear regardless of the election, because people are waking up not by the thousands, tens of thousands, or hundreds of thousands, but by the millions. Then they're gearing up. They're arming up. They're buying out all the fucking firearms. They're buying out all the ammo. They're getting food for long-term storage because they know the supply chains are going to be disrupted, and they're getting ready for a shit fight because they understand the international communists are not going to back down. They're not going to cancel pandemic 2.0 or 1.0 as we're in right now, but they're planning on 2.0 and 3.0 and 4.0. They're not going to back down, people. They're not going to throw in the towel and say, yeah, you caught us again this time, so we're going to give up and we'll try again maybe in a year or two. Nope, they ain't going to do that. They're all in, and they are going for Operation Global Enslavement. And the only way it ends is when we end it, because they have no intention of ending it themselves. Going on. I like this one. This is interesting. I don't know exactly how true it is, but it seems to be true because I've seen this mirrored in a multitude of media outlets now, including the mass lying media, over an all-news pipeline. Troubling evidence: Hunter Biden's treason led to executed American spies. Hunter's first trip to China was in April of 2010. Soon after, China began killing and imprisoning U.S. intelligence assets. Now, in forensics, now I've detailed to you before how I am a forensics engineer. I was actually a prototype engineer, but forensics engineering is actually much easier than prototype engineering, believe it or not. And maybe one day I'll explain a little bit about that, but just take my word for it. Forensics engineering is actually way easier than prototype engineering, and I'm an excellent prototype engineer, but I'm a better forensics engineer. And in forensics engineering, we would call this timing as improbable consequence, meaning it is likely it's not likely that it's unrelated, meaning this clearly shows that there was a connection between the two, that it's not just coincidence. Improbable coincidence is what this is, meaning it was a deliberate act. Now let's just read a little bit of this, because this is interesting enough that, wait a minute, why isn't this motherfucker being arrested for treason, and certainly why isn't he being arrested for manslaughter charges? And, of course, international espionage. I mean, there's a slew of federal laws that apply to this guy, many of which would require the death sentence. And yet this guy hasn't even been arrested yet. In fact, as far as we know, Hunter Biden hasn't even been given the equivalent of a late book fine to the library. Because the CIA, the FBI, and all these law enforcement agencies here in this country, they are here to protect the fucking international infiltration in this country and their activities abroad. According to the Secret Service records, as dug up by Judicial Watch via a Freedom of Information Act, also called a FOIA, Hunter Biden took 411 separate domestic and international flights during Barack Obama's first term in office, including 5 different trips to China. Reporting that Hunter's first trip to China was back in April 6th of 2010. 10, a fact which you can verify yourself in Department of Homeland Security letter to Judicial Watch that we have embedded at the bottom of this story, we find it quite alarming that soon after Hunter Biden began courting Chinese cash during the April of 2010 visit, American spies in China started dying in mass numbers. As even the New York Times has reported back in 2017, in this story saved at archive, the Chinese government systematically dismantled the CIA spying operations in the country starting in 2010, killing or imprisoning more than a dozen sources over 2 years and crippling the intelligence gathering there for years afterwards. And while the CIA once believed itself to be invincible in China, back in 2018, the global mouthpiece, Foreign Policy, that's the name of the website, Foreign Policy, put out a story blaming a botched CIA communication systems for putting their own spies at risk, eventually leading to the executions of at least 30 U.S. agents, though some people have warned that the number may be much higher. And it goes on like this. This is an interesting article. Again, I don't know if it's true, but there has been enough hoopla in all the major media outlets now that you got to believe that there is a lot of dirt here and that this, in fact, may be an accurate story, and we're only getting the tip of the iceberg right now, not even the real nuts and bolts of the story. And so I bring the question up again. Why isn't this fucking guy being held down in Gitmo? Why isn't he under arrest? Why isn't there an indictment or even a warrant? How come the FBI has not even listed him as a person of interest? Remember, that's one of their favorite terms. That's right, because the FBI's job is to protect the fucking New World Order and the international infiltration, international communist infiltration, the international Zionist infiltration into this country. Going on, one last headline. Israeli state censor among those chosen for Facebook free speech court. Because nothing says free speech like an Israeli censor. I like this. This is also in Mint Press. It's also in Cryptogon. Inviting a literal state censor from a country which has such an atrocious record of oppression and overt ethnic cleansing policies to serve in a supervisory role at one of the largest content networks in the world should be reason enough for concern. Perhaps even reason enough to call for the board's dissolution, given that such an egregious choice of personnel reveals an unacceptable political bias in an ostensibly impartial quasi-judicial body. Well, there's a lot of 10-cent words in there, don't you think? But in the end, sure, it's by accident that the free speech court, as they call themselves over at Facebook, just happened to bring in an Israeli state censor, you know, someone that goes in there and censors all the news that's critical of Israel, and of course Zionists, and put him on the board that's going to determine if that falls under free speech rights or not. Yeah, nothing wrong there, people. What could go wrong with that? All right, let's get moving here. Let's get back to what we were talking about. We're going to start off again because there is a shit fight coming. So you want to keep this in mind. And again, just a quick refresher because repetition is the mother of learning. The three ways a bullet kills. Number one, neural pathway destruction. Number two, vascular decompression. And number three, venous hemorrhaging. Number one, neural pathway destruction tends to present the smallest area of body target that you can have, but it gives you the most instant form of killing with the least amount of ammunition. In fact, if you hit the right spot, you do it with one bullet. Now, I told you the story about when I was a kid. I was 14. My friend had brought a .22 pistol over to his friend's house. It was just a little .22 pistol, and it had a faulty hammer on it, but the fucker left some rounds in it. 22 long rifle bullets. Well, his friend picked it up, pointed it at him, I don't think he understood the gun was even loaded, but they did believe that the gun was completely inoperable because it had a faulty hammer. So he points the gun at him, says, "Chopper," that was his nickname, my friend Joseph Franzapani, that was his real name, but his nickname was Chopper. Chopper turns around and says, "What?" And as he said, "What?" he squeezed the trigger, and the bullet literally went through Chopper's mouth and out the back of his skull. It was a little .22 round, but it went out the back of his skull. Chopper staggered a few feet over to, there was a bathroom nearby, and he grabbed the sink, and all he said was, "You fuck, you fuck." He fell to the ground, and he was dead that quick. One little .22 long rifle round did that. Killed him almost instantly. He did manage to get out a few final words, so his final words were, "You fuck, you fuck." And he was dead. So The point is, that is an example of neural pathway destruction, because that's what killed him. Number two is vascular decompression, and that's typically your center of body mass shot, the aiming at the heart and trying to hit the heart, or one of the aortas or pulmonary arteries. You hit an artery, that allows the allows for what's called vascular decompression or loss of blood pressure, plus the massive amount of blood loss, which is almost instantaneous, and that can kill you in a matter of several seconds to several minutes. But your chances of living beyond several minutes is almost non-existent. And then you've got venous hemorrhaging, and that's where you hit a major blood-bearing organ, like the liver, or even the intestines. The intestines are actually a major blood-bearing organ. And you can survive that for several hours to several days, although it can be extremely painful. And then the secondary effects may kill you, especially if it's something what they call gut shot. And then the sepsis gets into your bloodstream and you get what's called blood poisoning, and that kills you pretty quickly. When you get sepsis, when you get blood poisoning, that can kill you within 24 hours, believe it or not. Extremely. The bullet didn't kill you. The infection did. But those are your three main methods in which a bullet kills you. And Henry brought up the issue about the caliber of the bullet, the speed and everything else. And what that changes is the magnitude of the tissue destruction. The bigger the bullet, the bigger the cross-sectional area, the more energy behind it, the more tissue damage it will do per bullet. You take a .22 long rifle, the tissue damage is not extreme, not like a .38 Magnum with a hollow point in it. Of course, that causes massive tissue damage. A .22 long rifle does much less tissue damage, but that doesn't mean it's less lethal. It just means you have to be more accurate in your impact point. So Henry mentioned that yesterday, and I did want to address that. All right, so we talked about that quick. Now let's get back to this idea about a bug-out bag. And, of course, we talked about a couple of the ideas that you want to keep in mind. If you're going to use a bug-out bag, that means for some reason your safe area, your rear area, your home, your castle, whatever it is, you found it to be untenable to stay there for some reason. Now, you may have to leave for what you think may be a very short period of time. You may think you're only leaving for a few minutes or a few hours, but it end up may be in a couple of days, may end up being a few weeks. You may not get back there at all, despite your initial perception that you would be back very shortly. So these are a couple of the things you want to keep in mind when you're packing your bug-out bag. And then we talked about what are your two kinds of evac scenarios that you're principally concerned with. Number one is going to be a carry system evacuation, meaning you're literally going to carry on your back what you can and you're leaving on foot. The other one is a mechanized evacuation where you can carry what you want. Plus, weight is not a consideration because you're using a vehicle, a car or a motorcycle, maybe even a fucking moped, but it can help you carry the weight, more weight for a further distance than obviously you can do on your own. Now, of course, that changes some of the gear that you may want to take with you if you're doing a mechanized evacuation, but you want to keep both of those in mind because at the time you're leaving, you're going to have to make a determination right then and there, which one am I engaging in, or if I start in a mechanized evacuation, I may have to transfer or translate into a foot system, carry system evacuation, meaning you may only get so far, traffic's locked up, and guess what? You're on foot. So the only thing you're going to leave with from that point is whatever you can carry. All right, so there's going to be the circumstances requiring you to put your bug-out bag in use. There's going to be expected duration of use because that's going to help you determine what you put in it. There's going to be conditions that can be mitigated by your bug-out bag inventory. An example of that, I would mean, if it's the dead of winter, you obviously want to take a little bit more warm clothes with you than you would if it was a summer evacuation. And that'll help mitigate some of that cold weather, especially at night. Some of them days can be, 30 degrees, 35 degrees, and at night you could be down near zero. And that will kill you if you don't have the right clothes. What are you leaving behind? Because remember, if you're leaving your house and you've got some inventory there, does that mean the very people that you are trying to evade are actually going to be resupplied by what you left behind? And so where did you leave it? Did you bother to hide it? Did you bother to lock it up? Did you put it somewhere where they won't find it so easily so they can't use it against you? And then, of course, you got lockdown? And that's part of your evacuation process. Did you have time to go around and lock down stuff, hide it, maybe dig a hole, put some of the more sensitive materials in there to hide it? You can throw a little brush, camouflage it. And then you've got your return recovery. Let's say you do get back. Was your house broken into? Was it set on fire? And luckily the fire went out, but it still did a little damage. Wasn't set on fire and did extensive damage. What is your recovery? How easy is it to get the stuff that you took a little bit of time to hide before you left? And those are the kind of considerations you got to keep in mind. So you see, this concept of bugging out is a little bit more complicated than on initial blush or initial inspection. There are several considerations you want to make the bug out as successful and your return as easy as possible. Because if you're bugging out, your expectation is almost always going to be you're coming back. Well, that's some of the ideas that we're going to keep in our mind, and that's what we're going to be addressing again tomorrow. We're going to pick it up, a little less time on the articles and a lot more time on the bug-out considerations. So unless there's any questions or comments, I'm going to hand this back to my friend, my mentor, and my brother, Henry Shively. Going once. Okay, on you, Henry.
All righty, John. There's one more article we're going to have to hit here, I'm sorry. I would have done it at the beginning of the program, but yesterday I went down to the hardware store and I bought a oak dowel and I cut a 2-foot piece off it, and I didn't want to hit myself in the head, you know, early in the program. I got to sit here on try it on the air with, you know, I did it just as you were finishing the last article, because this is really fucking confusing me. It's getting more confusing every day. But you talked about the multiple vaccinations. Now, yesterday they said, we read it, that the vaccination weren't exactly, they weren't vaccinations. They were treatments, is what they were calling them.
Wait, Henry, is that part of that information diversity concerning your medical needs?
Oh, buddy, there's some diversity here. Get ready. Check this out. In order for coronavirus vaccines, which aren't vaccines because there is no coronavirus, to, quote, work, the, quote, herd would need to be vaccinated every 6 months. This is from Natural News. It was sent in by Misty for discussion. I'm from thetrenchesworldreport.com. Mainstream scientists mainstream science has determined that while coronavirus, COVID-19 antibodies are seasonal, meaning people who get vaccinated, I already hit myself, man.
Now, Henry, I want to know, wait a minute, how does the virus know what season it is?
Well, it's a highly intelligent virus, obviously. It was created by a computer dude. Season.
Yes, obviously, this is some great, great informational diversity we're getting here. Please continue.
I've just begun to get diversible. Meaning people who get vaccinated will have to get jabbed again and again in order to maintain lasting immunity. Since COVID-19 antibodies are said to be degrade, in quotation marks, every 4 to 6 months, the apparent expectation is that members of the public will agree to get vaccinated annually or possibly even twice a year in order to stay protected against the novel virus. Even if people were to get jabbed only once a year at the start of every so-called COVID season, this would help to keep them, quote, safe against infection, according to Anthony Fauci, head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease. Within the next 6 months, Fauci says, COVID-19 vaccines will be ready for mass distribution, and people should line up to get them in order to stay, quote, protected against the virus. Even though the COVID-19 reportedly continued to spread during the past summer, suggesting that it is not seasonal, Fauci and other experts are busy laying the groundwork for a narrative that claims the virus will come back with a vengeance every time it gets cold, just like seasonal influenza. Are you hitting yourself? Are you confused?
Yeah, I'm taking a hit of carbon dioxide to really make me loopy so I can understand this.
Well, you know, the influenza is gone. You know, that was always the saying, you can't cure the common cold. Is that why COVID-19 can't be cured? I mean, that's why we had no influenza this year? There was
well, remember, Henry, it appears that pneumonia, influenza, flu, all of that has gone away because of COVID-19. It seems that this one pathogen wiped out all the other ones.
Yeah, I'll agree with that. But then this vaccine that isn't a vaccine can't be a vaccine. I guess if it was for influenza, because there is no cure for the common cold, that part would make sense to a degree. But the seasonal thing, and you know, it's always been that viruses were seasonal. You get them, you know, you have the colds. Sometimes you could get one in the summer, but it was very fucking rare. And it just kept getting worse this summer, didn't it? It was worse today, buddy. I mean, it got worse month after month after month, didn't it? As the people, you know, the people who die naturally on this planet every day, the people that die naturally in this country every day, were marked as COVID victims when there was no COVID-19. And then they tell you there was no fucking influenza this year. I don't know.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, ma'am.
What you were talking about earlier, I sent it to Laura. It was that clip. It was a 36-minute clip of Dr. Oz, and he was on Fox News, and she cut him off quick because she was pushing. She was going, everybody needs to get their flu vaccine, and he jumps in really quick, and he said, no. He said, that's going to make COVID worse, and they cut him off. And I sent Laura that clip again. That's where I think you're kind of thinking, too. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about. Do I need to send you a piece of this oak dowel? No, this whole... I said, do I need to send you a piece of this oak dowel so you can understand, too?
Oh, yeah. No, matter of fact, I have one in my basement window, so no one breaks in, so...
You could use that. Anyway, that's the stupidity for today. And I mean, like I said, it has come to the point everybody knows it's bullshit. So, I mean, this is just fucking, this makes absolutely no sense. And you put it with the past articles of the last few days, and it really makes no fucking sense whatsoever. Anyway, John, can you explain any of this?
I'm at a loss for any rational words to explain it.
Do you need me to send you a piece of that dowel?
No, I got a piece of 4x4 I like to use.
Oh, yeah. I found the oak it works much better. It leaves a nice even bump.
I actually have some oak 4x4s, believe it or not.
Oh, there you go. Well, the hell, that'll work. Anyways, I had to throw that in there because you talk every 4 to 6 months we're going to have to get a new shot of this stuff that it's a treatment that alters your DNA. It might make you want to bend down and kiss a Jew's foot. I don't know. You're altering who you are. And if you, I mean, when the people take this, they're not going to be human beings anymore. I don't, hey, maybe this is how you create a goyim. I never thought of that.
You know, Henry, I'm wondering if this is going to make a whole new, for a whole new criminal class. Because now think about it, your DNA is being altered. So, if I go out there and I rob a home, and I get my DNA on something and they do a DNA check, but I can at least, evade being caught until I've had at least one or two of these injections. And when they check me, my DNA isn't going to match up.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. But if you're a suspect, they can sure as hell track you. They're talking about that they can track you through this shit, too. Like, you know how they talked about storing information in DNA a couple of years ago? They were talking, you know, how the microchips were getting smaller and smaller, and they were finally coming to the point to where they were going to store computer programming in fucking what was essentially DNA. I think that's what this shit is, man. And I mean, how is it going to affect us?
Well, it could be. Now, remember, Bill Gates promised us that the injections are going to contain something called quantum dots. And they didn't bother to explain in any great detail what the fuck are quantum dots, other than it's going to be able to allow them to easily identify who got their little injections, oh, death, as compared to who didn't.
Anyway, I'm going to go and put some ice on this knot on my head.
Hey, Henry and JD, have you guys heard about the Great Reset, Klaus Schwab of the Davos yearly meetings, the World Economic Forum.
Yes, I've seen the thing, and I think that somebody, I think maybe Mary or Galen sent me a book on it. No, that was on COVID. That was Mary. But I seen a book on it online or something about the Great Reset. The Great Reset is fucking resetting the people so that they'll accept being goddamn slaves again like they did in the old days. My lord, oh, yeah. You know, kind of shit, I think.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, you can go on the World Economic Forum and you can look at all their stuff. I mean, they're talking about, you know, by 2025, the people of the planet basically are tired of everything and, you know, just all the rioting. So, I mean, they're letting this stuff go on, and they talk in a top-down control, much more authoritarian. They've laid it all out. I stood up before my city council on Monday night, and I said some people had spoken about the science of the masks and that. We're trying to get the ordinance, you know, tell them, look, you guys can't do this. Anyway, I walked up there, and I said, frankly, I don't think there is a virus. This is the New World Order. Trying to take over the planet.
Yep. So, all I can tell you about the top-down authority is that you're going to have to lift the barrel of your gun a little higher.
There you go.
Anyways, we will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, there's still time to unregister. Go ahead.
Henry?
Yes.
It's Mikey.
Oh, hey, Mike.
I don't know if you remember me, but if you have my number, give me a holler right after the show. I need to talk to you, okay?
All righty. I have to run and do something right after the show, but first possible.
Do what you got to do, but okay. Give me a holler. Do you remember me or no?
I know who you are, Mike.
Okay. Give me a call. I need to talk to you, okay?
All right, buddy.
Take care, brother.
You betcha. An unregistered vote, people. That is the word from the trenches.